This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Fire season this year has continued even into December with the Fern Lake Fire near Estes Park. It's been one of the worst seasons on record, with people killed and homes destroyed. And fire poses another danger, air pollution, which was also bad this year. And with fires expected to get nastier because of global warming, there could be even more pollution in the future. Christine Wiedenmeyer is a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, NCAR, in Boulder. Christine, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
When we talk about pollution from fires, mm-hmm. what kind of pollutants are we talking about?
Well, a lot of people will see the smoke particles, the particles in the air, and that, of course, is a really major emission from fires.
But is that just bits of trees
and
plants?
Yes, it's the product of having a fire. It's the smoke particles, it's black carbon, it's a bunch of junk coming up from the forest. Besides the particles, we also have a whole bunch of gases, like greenhouse gases, like carbon dioxide and methane. And we also have reactive gases, like carbon monoxide or nitrogen oxides, or even a whole mess of organic compounds that you would get from burning the gasoline in your car.
And those are invisible, for the most part.
Yeah, we really don't see them. But they're there.
But especially those, you said reactive.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What are they reacting to?
And so what happens is they go up in the air and they can react chemically. And so they can actually produce other pollutants like smog or ozone, ground level ozone. And that's something that we're concerned about here in Colorado in the Front Range is we have bad ozone in the summertime. And bad ozone isn't directly put into the air from our tailpipes or from our industries, but it's actually a chemical soup that forms in the summertime when you have sunlight and you have all bunch of different emissions.
When we talk about ozone, we are talking about ground level ozone, not the stuff up in the atmosphere we have been concerned about.
Correct. We're talking about the smog or the ozone that's bad where we live, not the good ozone that's up in our stratosphere.
This is when we see in the summer signs, for instance, on those jumbotrons that say,
correct,
don't fill up right at the heat of the day and maybe carpool a little bit or something.
Correct. And so what happens is we emit pollutants in the morning from filling up our gas tank or running our cars, and then they get mixed up in the atmosphere and the sunlight adds to the mix and it forms smog in the afternoon.
And this same process is happening because of what fires are spewing out.
Correct. So yeah. Fires also produce a lot of the chemical emissions that can contribute to ozone formation.
And we should be clear that a lot of these pollutants are regulated.
Correct.
There's a limit to how much we can be producing.
Yeah, that's a big problem, is that if we have a day where the ozone levels are higher than what the regulations say they should be.
And we've been out of compliance before along the Front Range.
We have. We've been out of compliance several times in the past few years. And there was several days in the last summer when we were out of compliance or had high ozone levels, when also we had these big fires. And so the question is, how much did the fires contribute to those high ozone levels?
Is there some ability then, if we know that there are natural sources of all this, that human sources can be pulled back? In other words, if we say, God, there's a huge fire raging near Boulder or
mm-hmm.
something, we've got to scale back on electricity production or something.
Well, that I think is something that policymakers and air quality managers are actually struggling with right now, is what to do if you have a big fire and it's contributing to the air pollution in the region. Should we be required to regulate or hold back or control our man-made or anthropogenic emissions?
The question is, can you even measure which are coming from which?
Correct. And that's something that we do at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, is we try to figure out how much fires contribute to different air pollutant levels in a region and how much do the man-made pollutants contribute.
Do we have any sense for how spewing fires compare to, I don't know, spewing manufacturing plants or power plants?
Yeah, and of course it varies from year to year because the fire season, sometimes you get a small or large fire season. But On average, the emissions, the particles, the reactive gases that are emitted from fires are relatively small. But this past summer, the particles emitted from the fires were more than all those particles emitted from our combustion of fossil fuels, comparable to the emissions from our highway vehicles.
You're saying that all the driving, what, Coloradans did this
summer?
The whole state?
Yes.
Is roughly the equivalent of the pollution emitted by the fires in Colorado?
The particle pollution, yeah. And so on these big fire years, the pollution emitted from fires can be greater than those emitted from our vehicles or our manufacturers or our power plants.
But let's be clear that when you compare driving to fires, you're
Correct.
Not talking about carbon dioxide, which is
No.
something we all have a lot of attention on because of
Correct.
Climate change.
No, we're talking about the reactive gases, those gases that cause air pollution that we see during the summer.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're talking about the contribution of wildfires to air pollution. Joining us from NCAR, the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, is Christine Wiedenmeyer, who studies this stuff. Underlying all of this, of course, is health.
Correct.
That is why these rules are in place, these
Correct.
Limits. That's why there's concern. What was, in this last summer, the effect on health of all these fires spewing this stuff into the air?
Well, that's a really good question and something that we really don't know very well, but something that we're trying to figure out, starting a large study with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment to look at the contribution of the fires this summer to the air quality issues across the Front Range, and then further to look at their impacts on ER visits and hospitalizations to see how much they may have contributed to health problems.
So pouring over a lot of records
mm-hmm.
at hospitals, maybe
correct.
Clinics and doctor's offices, and
yeah,
trying
correct.
To match these up.
Correct, and trying to figure out, because there's been some studies recently that show certain health problems that are the result of being exposed to wildfire smoke.
Like?
For instance, there was a paper that just recently was published that showed that women who were pregnant and exposed to wildfire emissions in California during their large fire year in 2003 actually had statistically lower birth weight babies.
Back to the regulation of this a bit. Especially ozone.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government is the one that rules supreme
Correct.
There. Do we have some sense that the federal government is going to be kind to Colorado? Like, listen, Colorado, we realize a lot of these are not anthropogenic.
Correct.
We're not going to hold you to this. What do we know about that?
Well, that's a really good question and something really challenging to address. But the EPA, or the Environmental Protection Agency, also has what's called an exceptional event rule. And so if your area is exposed to a quote-unquote exceptional event, such as a wildfire or some really episodic, weird kind of event, and you could prove that that was the cause for your air quality issues, sometimes they'll let that event not count against them.
Okay.
And so that's what we're trying to figure out. And the state of Colorado wants to figure out is how much did the fires contribute to their air pollution this past summer? And did they actually cause an exceptional event, or was it just business as usual?
You know, I can't help but think of many, many climate models that under global warming predict an intensifying fire season
mm-hmm.
in the West, and that these questions, all these questions that have to be answered, are more important because we might see more fires.
Correct. There is a large chance that there will be longer fire seasons, more intense fire seasons in Colorado and across the West. And if that is the case, then we're going to have a lot more air pollution being emitted from these types of events into our atmosphere and contributing to air pollution problems.
Let's end on the fact that in addition to being a health problem, it's also just plain ugly.
Correct.
I mean, it was kind of awful to be under this curtain during fire season on the Front Range.
Yeah, exactly. And we had not only the really bad smoke when the fires were in Fort Collins and in Colorado Springs, but we had the entire month of August, we were under a haze from smoke that was carried over from fires in Idaho and Washington and Montana. So yeah, it not only impacts health, but also our visibility and just our general air quality.
Thank you for this rosy conversation, Christine.
Yes.
I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Christine Wiedenmeyer is a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. She talked to us about pollution from wildfires.